Blog Talk Radio.
Yep.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Time will bring, or in peace our hearts will sing. Thanks to my
I'm Chuck, the owner of Chuck's World Class Barbershop and Salon. We're coming live, and you can listen to us on the E-Man Radio Show. After Hours Radio Show on WeTalkRadio.com. Be live with E-Man himself.
Welcome, y'all, to We Talk Radio Network. It is a celebration. I am Mandy.
I'm E-Man.
And welcome to We Talk Radio Network.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Shout out to Blog Talk Radio and Southern Soul Network. All right, guys. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Tonight is a special night.
Oh, yeah.
Because we are celebrating. It is E-Man's 63rd birthday.
For sure that.
Happy birthday to you, E-Man.
Oh, boy.
Thank you.
For
those of you that would like to call up and wish E-Man a happy birthday, you can give us a call at 563-993-4556. And for those of you that are on the phone line right now, press option 1 if you would like to wish E-Man a happy birthday.
Yeah, it's my birthday. Let me do this here, Mandy.
All right.
It's my birthday. Hey!
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday good to me. Happy birthday.
All right, so in the next 3 hours, E-Man, you will be 63 years of age.
For sure that.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, we're celebrating on tonight. You know, it's E-Man's birthday coming up.
It is.
In about a few more hours, mm-hmm. if the Lord don't delay us coming, as the old folk would say.
Right.
If he don't come back for noon, for 12 tonight, I'll cross on over to 63.
Over.
Goodbye, 62. Hello, 63.
Right?
Man, we excited and delighted to be over here. It's a party tonight.
It is a party. This is a celebration.
Uh-huh. We want to thank all you guys that's coming in on the phone lines on tonight, that's coming in on the network. Shout out to We Talk Radio Network. Man, this is what we talk.
We listen.
And guys, we take action.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited. We're having a party in the studio on tonight. Just jumped off the Mandy, the Mentor Show.
Right.
Want to appreciate all you guys that's calling in on the phone lines. You can call us at 563-999-3456 and join the party tonight. It's a party, huh, man?
It is a party, yes. We are. This is the pre-celebration. Within the next few hours,
yeah,
we will be wishing E-Man official birthday.
Oh, we'll be throwing down, huh?
We're gonna be throwing down.
Oh, we're gonna play some good music. We're gonna take y'all guys back. We're gonna play some good music.
Okay.
It's party time over here on We Talk Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, man, you can follow us all around the globe. We're on the world wide web.
We are.
Listen, you can go to We Talk Radio Network, all in one word. Man, help me out with some of them platforms over there.
All right. So we are, yeah, so just a few. We're on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Overcast, FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn Alexa, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, and Deezer.
Deezer.
So, uh-huh. We are there. But we are here tonight, and we're wishing my best friend, my boo thing, my husband, a happy birthday.
Yeah.
And he is the host of the E-Man After Show.
Yeah.
So, guys, give us a call tonight at 563-999-3456 if you would like to wish E-Man a happy birthday on tonight. And if you're standing by on the phone line, just press option 1, and we will bring you in, because it is
Listen, we got a YouTube channel. You guys can follow us on our YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you can go to We Talk Radio Network,
mm-hmm.
all in one word. You can like, you can share, you can make a comment. But, man, if they want to subscribe, how do they do that?
You just simply hit that subscribe button. Do not forget to hit the notification bell so you can be notified when the We Talk Radio family upload new content.
Yes. A birthday celebration.
Baby.
I'm feeling good. We had a blessed day on today. We broadcast this. Yeah. We're Metroplex.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank all you guys on GlowRadio.com. Those of you joining us on We Radio Network, favorite Sunday night.
Uh-huh.
Yes, man, I tell you, we have a blessed Frisco today.
We
celebrated Pastor Shabba.
So,
12 listeners. Birthday to you.
An email is coming in.
Today and tomorrow. So we got tonight. I want to shout out to her.
Up to the past.
Yeah, who wants man, this Sunday night.
From last, the top 20 classic TV shows of all time.
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we enjoyed and all. Little Lucy.
We did.
Bad Man. Lost in
Space.
And Bewitched. Laverne. It was a good show.
It was an excellent show on last week.
Yeah. Appreciate all of you guys joined us on last week. I don't know what.
Yep.
Man, let me find. Do this real quick. All right, back.
All right.
Over here on the E. Lock.
You're listening to The Sound. We'll be right back.
Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what?
Over 10 years later, we are still going strong.
Celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have two youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
It is WeTalkRadio.com. Are we live? Jeez.
We are live.
I don't
we
know if we're live. We dropping out on the network.
We're dropping out. We're trying to have a birthday celebration.
What the ham sandwich is going on up there? Ladies and gentlemen, we get a signal every Sunday night from New York City over there in Brooklyn, New York.
Uh-huh.
And they send a signal down here for We Talk Radio Network. And they've been having some issues because they had an earthquake up there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been getting to, ladies and gentlemen, if you can hear us out there on tonight, hopefully you can hear us. We're celebrating over here on the E-Man After Show.
We are.
What are we doing,
it's
man?
It's your birthday. Within less than 3 hours,
yeah,
it will be your birthday. So this is the pre-birthday celebration.
Yeah, so to all of you guys that's joining us by way of the network on tonight, you can call us up here at 563-999-3456. You can hit option one. We'll definitely bring you guys into the show. They've been telling me it's been skipping in and out. That's a network issue.
Yeah.
But we're having a party tonight. It is the E-Man After Show.
Yes, we are having a party. We are celebrating you on tonight.
Yeah.
All right, guys, y'all want to stay tuned for encouragement segment tonight, Encouragement for Your Soul by Fred Bell. It will be tonight at 9:25.
Man,
so
you got to read your notes. You've been doing this show for three years now. It's at 9:35 and at 10:35. Right here. No, your notes say the same thing.
My notes says 9:25, sir.
Well, get with your assistant who typed that type
right,
of stuff.
Right, because it says 9:25. Now, correction, 9:35 tonight. Encouragement for Your Soul by Fred Bell. It's time to be encouraged, okay? But until then and around that time, we are celebrating E-Man's pre-birthday. For those of you that would like to call in and wish E-Man a happy birthday, give him a call at 563-999-3456. And for those of you that would like to send in a birthday gift via Cash App, you can Cash App him at E Massington. That's E-M-A-S-S-I-N-G-T-O-N. And it's a dollar sign.
And the money sign, E Massington.
Yeah, so it's a dollar sign. It's money sign. E. Massington.
This host I got over here, boy.
No, I mean,
I tell
everybody
you.
Knows that everybody that does Cash App know you have to put a dollar sign.
Oh, do you?
Cash. Yeah.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can do that if you like. We want to appreciate you guys. Listen, we are heard all around the school tonight, and we want to go ahead and do this disclaimer because they had a earthquake in New York, and it's not just only Blog Talk Radio Network, We Talk Radio Network. It's a lot of networks that have been affected, so we've been losing signal. We've been jumping in and jumping out. But hopefully you guys can hear us out there. Are we live, man?
We are live.
Artificial intelligence, I told you, it's taking over. They got some robots up there in the studio.
Sabotaging our show.
Well, no. It's new technology.
Right.
we running stuff down here, but up there, I don't know who's running it. Appreciate you guys hanging out with E-Man After Show on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We're back for another great celebration over here on We Talk Radio Network.
We are.
Man, this is where we talk.
We listen.
And we take action.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, did y'all see the fight last night?
Uh-oh.
Oh, man. To all of you guys coming around the E-Man After Show that's around the domino table, man, did y'all check out the fight Ryan Garcia last night and Haney? Boy, I tell you, Devin Haney, he got knocked out. He didn't get knocked out. He got knocked down by three times. Yeah, man. That was a good fight on last night, boy. We're going to talk a little bit about that on tonight. We're going to talk about the fight on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, let's bring some callers in. We got a few people standing by. Let's bring this caller in, 5390. You're on the E-Man After Show. Hello, who is this?
That's my birthday, E-Man. It's your your girl Kia D and
Oh,
Little
this
Rock.
Kia D. How you doing, Kia? How are you?
Yes. Super blessed. How are you, friend?
Oh, we're doing absolutely fantastic. What's going on with your network over here?
Listen, having some straight up issues. It has been a mess. I'm actually on the road. I hate y'all having all these problems and I'm not there. Mm-hmm. I had to take my daughters on a college trip, so we are en route right now, heading back from a 17-hour road trip from Wisconsin. So,
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I hate I'm not in studio with you guys tonight, but I definitely want to specifically work on all these crazy issues we have behind the scenes. But I definitely wanted to wish you a happy birthday. And Riley's here. She wanted to wish you a happy birthday as well. Happy birthday.
Hey, Riley. Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed, black, and highly favored, unapologetic about it.
That part.
Congratulations to you and all your great stuff that you got going on, young lady.
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Mandy's here.
Yes, congratulations, Riley.
Dr. Mandy, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Hey, Dr. Mandy.
Yes.
Good evening.
Yes.
Good evening, Miss Kia.
Yes. Good evening. Go ahead. Say it again.
Oh, no. I was just saying good evening. Yeah, we're just wishing, amen, a happy birthday over here on the network, on your network. But thank you so much for calling in. We know you're out on the road doing some things when it comes to college with little Miss Riley. We see her online doing big things. She's doing big things online.
Big things. It's very, very exciting. Very exciting stuff. So, yeah, We're on the road, headed back. It's exciting stuff right now. But we wanted to tell you, E-Man, you know, happy birthday and congratulations
well,
and happy anniversary and all that good stuff. And Dr. Mandy, thank you so much for everything. And y'all are just the dynamic duo. I absolutely love it.
Thank you, Kia.
Well, we appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And thank y'all guys for calling in. And, man, y'all be safe. Y'all coming from Wisconsin up there, huh? Milwaukee? Y'all coming from Milwaukee or... What part of Wisconsin?
Yeah,
Racine?
Plymouth, Wisconsin, which is about an hour from Milwaukee and an hour from Green Bay, right in the middle of between.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
All righty. Well, man.
Yep.
And we'll see you when you get back here.
Absolutely. Love you guys. Have a great night. Happy birthday, E-Man.
Thank you so kindly, Miss Davis.
Hey, love you back.
Good night.
All right.
Good night. I'm tuning in on the sideline.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the proud owner of We Talk Radio Network. We want to thank her for calling in. They're traveling back on tonight, so we just pray traveling graces day, you know. Be safe coming back. And, man, they should go down the line. The
all
last
right.
four numbers,
9991.
Mm-hmm.
9991, who is this?
Happy birthday, E-Man. This is
thank you,
Victoria.
Hey, it's my birthday.
Go, Shawty. It's your birthday.
That is not what
like
that song says, but it's okay. We'll take it. E-Man will take it. So, Victoria, you can cash app E-Man at $ E Massington. So that's $ E-M-A-S-S-I-N-G-T-O-N. If you would like to send some birthday moolah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
E-Man after show, we want to appreciate all that you do. For, you know, both shows, it's just been a blessing, man.
Yes,
I tell
it has.
You know, God is good.
Yes, he is. Yes,
all
he
the
is.
Time. And thank y'all so much.
Yes.
All right.
Well, can you hear us real good over there? Can you hear us good, Kia? Victoria?
Yeah, it's kind of breaking out just a little bit, but I can hear you.
Okay. Well, we're going on with the show. And so keep listening. We finna have a party.
Oh, yes, I will. Let's party. All right, y'all have a good night.
All right, good night.
Uh-huh. Thank you so much. Well, ladies and gentlemen, yes, we see you guys standing by on the phone lines on tonight. We trying to get acclimated over here.
We really are.
Yeah, and so to all of you that's wondering what's going on, it's the E-Man After Show birthday party tonight.
Yes.
Pre-celebration, huh?
Pre-celebration, and we know that you will be within a couple of hours and a half.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be 63 years of age.
Yes.
So my question, one of my questions for you tonight is, what does it mean to be 63?
What does it mean to be 63?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For me, what does it mean to be able to bark in on 63?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think, you know, when you get to a different stage in age life, you see things different. You know what I'm saying? And so for me, just right off the top, it's just good to be above dirt.
Right, right.
First and foremost. And then what does it mean for me? It says that to me that God ain't through with me yet.
All right.
That means that God still got something that he want me to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I recognize that, you know, because if not, he could have brought me on home a long time ago.
True.
And so a lot of times as we understand what our purpose is, as we move into purpose,
mm-hmm.
you know, you understand what's going on and why you here and,
mm-hmm.
and what's the significance of why you here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just for me, it's just saying that, you know, through, you know, just through ages and stages, just through life, because be life,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, to be able to be healthy, you know, that means a whole lot. You
mm-hmm.
know, to be able to have family, that means a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to, you know, as old folks say, have all the activity of my limbs,
mm-hmm.
you know, it, to be able to see 63,
mm-hmm.
you know, with 63 comes wisdom.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Just a lot of stuff that you just don't do, or a lot of stuff you learn how to do.
Okay.
You know, and so it means a whole lot. But
all
it,
right.
it mainly means to me that God ain't through with me yet. He got something else he want me to do. So if he don't, if God don't come back in this next hour, 2 hours,
uh-huh. almost there.
You know, if he don't come back in this next 2 hours with a brother crossover, happy birthday to you.
Hey.
Come on, let's make this jam, man. Hey, come on, Stevie. Come on up in here. Oh, yes. Listen, guys, you can call us here at 563-999-3456. You know, hit option one. We'll bring you into the conversation. We're excited and delighted tonight that you guys are joining us. Man, I tell you, it's been a blessed weekend. It's been celebrating
mm-hmm.
my birthday all weekend long.
Right.
Man, we checked out the fight last night.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great fight with Garcia and Haney on last night. I
mm-hmm.
was disappointed. And, that you know, that fight was up in Brooklyn, New York, too, man.
It was?
Yeah, it was in Brooklyn, New York, where we get our signal from.
Okay.
Yeah, they fought up there. They didn't fight in Vegas. They fought up there in Brooklyn, New York on last night.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a real good fight. I enjoyed it. It was a late fight. It was a late fight. And so, man, I tell you, to see old boy go down three times, you know, he took a pretty good whooping. Because around the 11th round, you know, the
mm-hmm.
scorecard, they had it tied. You know, it was
uh-huh.
like 102 to 103. And actually, Garcia pulled it out, you know. You know, so it kind of reminds me of the Earl Spinks fight. You know,
uh-huh.
they talk all that noise, then get in the ring and do that there.
Right.
So all of you guys that checked out the fight on last night, we're talking about that, too. If you checked out the Garcia fight in the, on last night, you can call us up and talk about that if you want to on tonight. Then our Dallas Mavericks, they won on they lost today, too.
Mm.
They lost to the Clippers today. Yeah, the Mavericks lost to the Clippers on today, 109-97. What's going on here? Man, I tell you, we're in the playoffs. This is the first round of the playoffs, and the Mavericks are in the playoffs this year. And they first round right now, they 0-1 because they lost on the day. So
mm-hmm.
we broadcast down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. So come on, Mavs, you got to get it together.
Yeah.
Especially with me and Mandy coming down there to see y'all. Y'all got to get it together.
Right.
I want to be coming down there and y'all lose. But no, when they come, when they play in the home game, we'll be down there checking out the playoffs this year.
Okay.
And so we want to thank all of you guys that's joining us over here on the network.
Uh-huh.
We'll celebrate E-Man's birthday on tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
You know, God has just been good like that.
Yes. So, guys, if you would like to wish E-Man a happy birthday, you can give us a call tonight at 563-999-3456. If you're standing by the phone lines, press option one, and we will be happy to bring you in.
Yeah.
E-Man, it is your pre-birthday celebration.
Pre-birthday,
we have about 2.5 hours left.
Yeah, we're going to throw down tonight.
We're going to throw down.
Yeah, we're going to give y'all a lot of good music.
Uh-huh.
You know, matter of fact, man, you know, and then we're going to, let's bring this call in. I was finna jam for a little bit. But let's bring this call in. Last four numbers, 5456. You're on the E-Man After Show. Hello, who is this?
Well, I don't know. I think we're going to keep talking until maybe you can recognize the voice.
Miss SWK!
The voice.
Hello, Hello, Miss SWK.
What's going on?
Hey, Mr. King, how you doing, sir?
Man, good. Happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you, guys. Man, what a surprise. what happened to marriage, y'all?
Well, you want to start from the game today or the game 8 weeks ago?
Man. You need to say a prayer on that tonight, because I don't know.
Okay. Well, man, I want to thank you guys for calling in to the evening after show. We having a party.
Yeah, we listening to you. You sounding good on that.
Well, thank you, sir.
Yeah, it sounds like, look, your birthday is shaking the world up, at least in New York.
I guess. Yeah. I tell you. Well, Mr. King, happy birthday to you too, sir. You know, because, you know, all our birthdays in the month. We got April locked down over here. King birthday, Mr. King birthday, and E-Man birthday. How about that?
All right.
Right on. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, it gets good to be, God afforded me another year. You know what I'm saying? And if he don't come back before 12 o'clock, man, I tell you, I'm just grateful.
That's right. Like you say, you're above dirt, so that's what counts.
Yes, sir. Well, we want to appreciate the Kings, you know. We got to have you guys back over here with the podcast and all the great things that you guys got going on, and we want to appreciate you. We support you just as well. We love you guys, and ain't nothing y'all can really do about it. And so, yes. Ms. SWK, it's good to hear from you.
I know. Just like we said a couple of weeks ago, we had, you know, I got to prepare for April. We got April lockdown, so I got birthday after birthday in my family.
Yeah.
And between you Aries and you Taurus is trying to take over the world. And then us Capricorns got to come in and settle that down.
Right. Hey, we invited to a birthday party.
How are you doing over there?
I am well. How are you doing, Ms. King? Well, hello to the King.
Yes, ma'am. We are doing wonderful.
Good.
We invited a party or something, Miss King? And we coming to a party?
Yeah, you're coming to the party on May 4th for Mama, celebrating her 75th.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. That's going to be
awesome.
The queen of the queen.
Right.
The queen of the queen.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I want you guys to enjoy your birthday, continue the celebration. I hope all the callers calling in wish you the best and, you know, want to see you celebrate that. I love the growth that you guys are doing from the radio, work, relationship, marriage, and family.
Well, thank you so kindly. Yes, ma'am. We appreciate it over here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to thank you guys for calling in on tonight. Listen, I got a segment to do. And we'll get with y'all.
Yes, sir. Pay them bills. You know how that go.
Yes, ma'am. All righty. Well, we'll talk to y'all soon.
All right. Best of birthday wishes to you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Thank you so much.
Care. All right. Love y'all. Have a good one.
All right.
Thank you.
And that's the Kings. We want to appreciate them calling in on tonight. Listen, if you want to join the E-Man After Show on tonight, you can call us up here at 563, huh, Mandy?
999-3456.
Mm-hmm. We got a segment to do. It's called Encouragement for the Soul, right?
It's time to be encouraged.
So y'all guys, keep it locked. It is the E-Man After Show. We'll be back right after this.
You are now tuned in to Encouragement for your soul. With Fred Bell.
I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me for this encouraging word of tonight. Tonight, let's talk about being in position. We're listening to the E-Man After Show tonight, and a lot of us are sitting in a position in which we're comfortable in. But what about when we get uncomfortable in that position that we're in? Some of us might be lying down listening to the E-Man After Show. Some of us may be sitting up. Even E-Man and Mandy may be sitting in the chair. But when we get uncomfortable, we will move and make ourselves more comfortable, so we will change positions that we're in. Now, sometimes in life, we have all been in a position before, either in church and work, even exercising, and possibly in sports. And we may ask God to bless us in a position that we're in, but before God gets a chance to bless us, we change positions. Meaning we will move on from the position that we're in because we are now uncomfortable in that position. But remember, we ask God to bless us in that position. Am I talking to someone tonight that's out there that's in a position and you've asked God to move or change your position, but you didn't wait to hear from him? When we look at Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, Habakkuk asked God a question in reference to what God was doing. But Habakkuk waited for an answer for God. Habakkuk said he was going to watch. He was going to wait on his watch and listen for God to give him an answer. And he will reply to God. So he was knowing that God would answer him in his prayer. Sometimes I think we feel that God is not going to answer us or he's taking too long. So what do? We get offered 10 more cents to move from the position that we're in if we're at work. If we're in a position in sports and they say, hey, move to this position and it's better for you. We move, but we have to always remember that God has already positioned us in a position to be blessed. But we have to understand that we have to wait for God to answer us. He's not taking long. He's not being slowful. God is going to answer in his own perfect time. When it's time for you to make the move, God will let you know to move or stay. So if I'm talking to anyone tonight who's in a position and they have asked God to move them or bless them in that position, God is going to answer you, but you have to position yourself in order to hear God. And when you hear him, you have to be in the correct position. Don't move out of place and make God have to start over. Because the minute you move, then you hear about, oh man, we were just about to promote you and give you a $10,000 raise. But you left the company before God had a chance to bless you. So tonight, if you're the person I'm talking to, or if you know someone, just tell them to sit patiently and wait on God. Because God has placed you in the position to be blessed. And you heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
You're listening to The Sound.
don't know nobody. Yeah. Yeah. It's all flashlight.
I know you will.
Damn. We trying to dance. Me and man trying to dance.
Come on, man. Shine a spotlight on that.
Oh, fuck me.
I'm filmmaker Arthur Muhammad, and you're listening to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network.
Oh, yeah. We're over here trying to party and throw down and trying to run the mics and everything. Welcome back to the E-Man After Show. We're back, man.
We are back. Welcome back, guys. All right, guys. So this is E-Man's pre-birthday celebration in less than an hour and a half. we'll be celebrating E-Man's 63rd birthday.
Check it out.
So.
Come on in, New Orleans.
Happy birthday to you.
So,
yeah.
E-Man, question for you.
Sure.
What is one amazing thing you expect to do in the coming year? What is one amazing thing that you expect to do in the coming year as a 63-year-old man?
Man, I was going to retire. They keep moving this retirement age up. I'm talking about retiring, man. Okay. And I was trying to retire at one winter was 62.
Uh-huh.
Now it's 65. They put it back to 65. Okay. Now they talking about 60, what, 7?
70 or something.
Yeah, 67. Yeah, man. Shoot, I wanted to sit back in Cadillac. But one of the amazing things, man, that I would like to do or just to really do, I guess, you know, it's just travel the world, man.
Okay.
You know, we in this season, man, where it's so much going on, and to me, people just stop living.
Mm-hmm.
I think we just we should keep living. No matter what's going on, because you always gonna have bills.
Right.
You always because life be lifing.
Life is
not gonna stop. I was listening to Kia D. They driving back from Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not from Milwaukee, from Wisconsin.
Okay.
And just to be on the road trip, just to be driving, they had to fight out there in New York. I think, you know, people just should explore life.
Right.
And at 63, because, you know, like I said once before, every day above dirt is a good day.
Yes.
You know, and what that means to me is that God have afforded me to have another year. That means he ain't through with me yet.
Okay.
Meaning that if I'm going to have life and have it abundantly, You know, you want to travel, you want to have fun, you want to live life to the fullest. Mm-hmm. You know, me personally, this year in 63, you know, as I wake up every morning and I'm healthy, first of all, thank God for good health. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
As I'm healthy, I want to do everything that I can do while I can do it.
Mm.
I don't want to leave no stones unturned. And for me in 63, whatever I set out to do, I want to be able to do it. If that ain't doing nothing but traveling, if that's whatever it is, you know, it ain't no one particular thing for this season, because the word of God on today was we're coming out of a season, going into a new season, and look back and bring that was prophesied to you, bring it with you. You getting ready? I'm getting ready to see some things in 63.
Yes.
That was prophesied to me long time ago. I'm living
Amen.
It. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I ain't finna be, no party pooper. I'm gonna try to do everything that I set out to do. And at 63 years old, I think you deserve the right to do anything and everything that you want to do. You don't have to worry about what naysayers say. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't. You know, you don't want to live this. I don't want to live a life of regret. I shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And so I'm going to try to do it at 63. Boy, you got to keep up.
Keep up with you.
Yes, ma'am. You got to keep up, man.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, you've been hanging in there so far. Ladies and gentlemen, we see you on the phone lines over there. We see you on the network. Shout out to Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe, radio.com. We're celebrating E-Man's pre-birthday party on tonight.
We are.
We're having a blast, and this is life, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So what do you think your purpose is in life?
What do I think my purpose is in life?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we all have multiple purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And no one person have the same purpose. And I think in this season that I'm in, in this age and stage that I'm in, my purpose is just to be a good husband.
Mm-hmm.
My purpose is just to be a good father.
Mm-hmm.
My purpose is just to be, you know, to that, to be that beacon light to someone that don't really understand what life is all about. You know, every one of us have different purposes. No one has one particular purpose on earth, because my purpose is not your purpose.
That's right.
And, you know, I hear people say all the time, you know, your sole purpose is to be a witness for Christ. And what does that really look like?
Mm-hmm.
I was in a conversation with some brothers not too long ago, and one of the brothers said that, and I said, well, tell me what that looked like.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, as Christian people, we throw that out there like if that's our purpose, but that's not really our purpose.
Right.
That may be the purpose that, well, let me say it this way. You know, most Christian people think their only purpose is, to talk about God.
Mm-hmm.
Our purpose is to live life and show an example of who God is to us so the next person can see God in us. And so what that's saying is, if he purposed me to be on this earth just to be a good father or to be a good coworker or to be a good friend, he's showing himself through me, through my purpose. How do we do that? We live life first and foremost, as Shakespeare said, let every man be true to himself. You have to be true to your own self. Who really are you? And so when you recognize who you are and whose you are and understand you, to be on this earth, because you here for a reason,
right?
And that reason is, if somebody on the other side said, well, you know what, I'm in the Dallas Independent School District, by the way, and we broadcasting this show down in the Dallas Independent School District. It is amazing to me when people light up and they say, I just speak, I say, how you doing today? And they be like, man, you're always joyful. That could just be my purpose. You understand what I'm saying?
Lighten up somebody else's
Lighten up somebody else's day. You know what I'm saying? Because they, you know, like, yeah, like, you don't go through anything. And as you get to talking to them, I say, well, you don't even want me to start telling you about what I go through. But my purpose may not be to show you that. My purpose might be just to speak to you.
Yes.
My purpose is just to be, show someone out there that, you know, you can get married and have a good marriage. You could be a good father.
Yes.
Somebody's purpose on this earth is just to simplify what a good father is. What a good friend is. You understand what I'm saying?
Well.
And so my purpose is all of that. It ain't got one particular purpose, you know. It's whatever it is, what it is.
Right.
You understand? I've been friends with this owner for years. And my purpose is just to show her what good friendship is all about.
Right.
You know, show her what family is all about.
Right.
You understand? And vice versa. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's what my purpose is.
So we're getting to know E-Man tonight. And we're just digging a little bit. So it is your birthday. Well, it's coming up within less than
an hour
15 minutes, and you will be, well 2 hours,
Almost.
Less than in 2 hours and 15 minutes, you will be 63 years of age. So, you know, as somebody that has gained a lot of wisdom, that has walked out many different streams in life, you know, I feel like it's fitting to ask, you know, you certain questions on tonight. And one of the questions I definitely want to ask you is, what is one piece of advice you would give your future self? Your future self, what is from now, looking into the future, what would you tell yourself? Piece of advice.
One piece of advice, I would give my own self.
And for your future, the person you're going to be later on down the line.
Be healthy.
That's good. No, that's
Be healthy, life. For, you know, be healthy, man. And you know, For me, Mandy, I always, you know, because I look at it this way, because I took care of my mother who in her later years, you know, suffered with dementia and Alzheimer's. And, you know, when you become a caregiver and you're watching someone, you know, drift away and leaving, it makes you like, man, I got to make sure I'm good. I'm healthy.
Right.
You know, and so health is very important to me. You know what I'm saying? Being healthy, you know. When you got a healthy body, you got a healthy mind. You want your mind to be healthy. You know, it's all express. You need to, you know, have good health, because you can have $1 million. Your health ain't no good. Mm-hmm. What difference does it make?
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Very true.
Every morning I can wake up with peace, you know, stress free. You know what I'm saying? At 63, not stressed out over every little bitty thing. Because, right. You know, the stress is the strain of life comes anyway. Because
mm-hmm.
there's a level of stress you're going to have anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, you know, you can wake up and it's peaceful, and you can pay your bills. Because, you know, everything is high now.
It is.
You know what I'm saying?
It certainly is.
We know that. Everything is high, but it don't stress you. When you're able to pay your bills and still have a little change left over,
mm-hmm.
when you're able to really just, you know, live, because,
mm-hmm.
You know, I always used to tease you, you don't start living till you get 60. You start, man, I'm living now. No, right. Exactly what I'm saying is some stuff you learn not to worry about,
mm-hmm.
you know, overthink it. You know, I know it was somewhere over in the scripture, say, take no thought for tomorrow.
Right.
Well, what does that literally mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? For me, what that literally mean is, you know, I'm trusting him with tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I got to worry about today.
Right.
And every day that I wake up, you know, I just trust God with that day and keep it moving,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, guys, keep it locked here on the E-Man After Show. This is
why you all talking
E-Man
like we do a fire storm?
This is the E-Man celebration. He will be 63 years old at the strike of 12 a.m.
Uh-huh.
All right, so we're celebrating. So, guys, give us a call tonight at 563-999-3456. If you would like to wish E-Man a happy birthday.
Yeah, you can hit option one, and we'll definitely bring you guys into the conversation. But, man, I do want to talk about something tonight, even though we're celebrating my birthday, pre-birthday of tonight. I got a topic I wanted to talk about tonight.
Okay.
I want to talk about PDA.
All right.
We want to talk about that on tonight.
Public display of affection.
Of affection.
Yes.
And what does that mean?
All right. That's just, you know, how you show affection in public, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people, you know, they are, a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
we don't see it like we used to, in my opinion, right?
Right, right.
We don't see a lot of affection. We don't see the kissing in public,
mm-hmm.
hand-holding in public,
hugging
in public, just the affectionate touches, right?
Right, right.
You don't see that when you go to as often when you go to dinner, you see that couple, they're locking hands from a crossbow,
mm-hmm.
you know? We don't see that as much, you know? So I think public affection is important when it's modest, right?
What is modest, huh?
Yeah, because I believe in public you can be overly affectionate,
mm-hmm.
and that's just my opinion, right?
Right, right.
What do you feel about PDA?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, for me, you know, and this was a topic we had over on the Man of the Mentor show, and we wanted to keep that topic going on tonight because, you know, when I was growing up, you used to see it a whole lot. And
mm-hmm.
That's why we asked the question, does it still exist? Because I think you was sharing earlier with the culture is, way the world is,
mm-hmm.
way, you know, people date now.
Mm-hmm.
We don't see a lot of it. And the ones we do see, it's kind of strange. I mean, when we grew up, you grew up holding hands with your girlfriend or your boo thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to see husband and wife walking in the park, hugging and kissing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may go to a restaurant and you see someone kissing. You might see a brother whispering in a woman's ear.
Yeah.
In public.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it wasn't shame. You know, it wasn't this thing where people were ashamed to do it. I just people don't show that kind of affection too much no more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I wonder why we have got to this era in life. And, you know, you married, you got a girlfriend. You know how when you first meet your girlfriend and, you know, you wanted to show her off. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? And so, you know, you wanted to put hands on her. You know, some people was touchy-feely.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You wanted the person to know, this is my boo thing.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And people would walk around and they would hug. I remember in high school, you know, up and down the hallways where people would grab, you know, you meet your girlfriend and you may kiss in the hallway. You know what I'm saying? And kissing in the hallway at
mm-hmm.
school and,
mm-hmm.
you know, meeting at the locker or, you know, out in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people back in the day, they showed that kind of public affection.
Right.
we in a generation and an era now, it's almost criticized if somebody sees somebody at the restaurant kissing. Like, yeah. What are they doing? You know what I'm saying? You know, so we kind of want to talk about that on tonight. If you guys want to join the conversation, we're around the domino table on tonight. We are celebrating E-Man's birthday in a few more hours. If the Lord delay is coming in 2 hours.
It's
going to
be your birthday.
It's your birthday.
Go, E-Man. It's your birthday. It is your birthday.
Yeah, and I thank God. I thank God for it. Man, I don't have no shame in my game. Why? Because I think when you get to a certain age, you have to learn how to celebrate life.
Yes.
You know, because we always say life be life with man. Mm. And if you don't learn how to celebrate life and celebrate yourself, one of the questions was asked, you know, when you talk about self-love, you have to love. You can't love anyone if you don't love yourself.
True.
And this is why, you know, your first love, and I think it's somewhere in the Bible, it says love thyself. What is it? Love thy neighbor as I love thyself, something like that.
Yes.
You know, how can you love? You know how people tell you they love you, but you don't even love yourself. And you can tell a person don't love themselves because it's almost like AI. They you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you why. To me, man, that when you could tell a person don't really love themselves, because people have allowed people, or I don't know where this come from, allowed people to think that you can't celebrate yourself. Mm. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know where this ideology come from, where you can't celebrate you. You can't speak well of yourself.
Right.
You can't brag on yourself. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, when we came on this show, I used to tell people, I'm the president of my own fan club.
Yes, you did.
You understand what I'm saying? Why? Because I believe in me. I love me.
Right.
You know, and so I know if I love me, I can love you.
That's right.
I'm scary of people that don't love themselves. Mm. I'm real scary of people that can't love themselves.
Right.
And then when you talking to them about themselves, they, you know, they making themselves feel like, oh, well, that's, no, you know, you being arrogant, you being conceited. I think that's crazy at the end of the day, because you should first and foremost celebrate you.
Celebrate you.
You know, you should love you, because if you love me, if you love you, you can love me.
That's right.
You can't really love another person if you don't love you. You ought to look in the mirror and always get up in the morning and tell yourself, I'm all of that in a bag of chips, dip peanut and a Diet Coke. You understand what I'm saying? And don't let people make you feel like, if you do it, that's not a problem.
One of the things I absolutely adore about you is that, you know, how you are and you loving yourself. You know, I don't doubt that you love me, because I know you love you. You know what I mean? And just as much as you love yourself, you know how you want to be treated.
Yeah.
And you know self-worth. So, you know, so that means that I'm worth something to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I love that about you.
Yeah.
But I do think that celebrating oneself is so important. And you talked about the ideology of, you know, celebrating self, how people deem it down. I think people, they kind of do not know how to differentiate loving who you are, right? Who God has created, versus pride and arrogance. We have to be able to differentiate the two, right?
Right, right, right.
And I think a lot of times people, they just kind of like merge information, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember one time, Eman, something had happened in my life, and it was a pivotal moment. And I didn't talk about it as much, right?
Okay.
I didn't really, it was a reason to celebrate, but I didn't celebrate. And the Lord spoke to me, and he said, when I honor you, you celebrate you.
Yeah.
He said, I'm celebrating you.
Right, right.
And I didn't talk about it, because I felt like it was, you know, I just kind of, I just felt like, honestly, that many people were not going to celebrate with me, honestly.
Okay.
And so I just kind of like was hush-hush about it. But when the Lord said that to me, I'm like, wow. And it, to me, it was like he was saying, do you not celebrate, what I deem to be worthy, what I deem to be honorable?
Yeah.
And so it just really, it was an eye-opener, because I was acting at I didn't see it this way at the time, but I was acting as somebody that was ungrateful.
Okay, okay. Yeah, because, I mean, at 63, you recognize, you know, if you're sitting around waiting on somebody to tell you trying to get someone else approval, mm-hmm. you know, because I'm not a people pleaser, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And I think when you talk about ideology, when you, and that's what, the only thing that means that's kind of like in Christendom, mm-hmm. you know, it's been the rules or the rules that, you know, you're being proud for mm-hmm. and all of that. And a lot of times, you know, in some instances, some people may be that.
Right, right.
But that's not what we're talking about.
Mm-mm.
That's that person.
Right.
At the end of the day, if I'm up first, mm-hmm. and I should celebrate me first. Why? Because he's the creator that created me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm good with me.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I tell people all the time, I'm good all the time. I ain't never bad. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I don't even like to hang around people that don't even see themselves as good.
I never see people in church that holler stuff out like that at email. Amen. Amen. Sitting next to me, for those of you that are listening on the phone line and on the network, hollering out, God made him good, and all this stuff. Hey. I know who I am, No, it is quiet in the church. Okay,
you ain't heard me do that.
The preacher, yes, you did it last. You did it. We were in the overflow. We're in the overflow.
What
now.
Did Pastor Travis say, though? Pastor Travis was saying, he was exactly saying some of what I was saying.
You were finishing his sentence, right,
mm-hmm.
with an I statement, which was good, right? But I'm just saying how you are and your personality.
Well, don't make it sound like you got quiet in church and I got upset. I'm good.
Well, sometimes, E-Man, you do finish the sentence. So nobody's saying nothing but you. You will finish that sentence with an I statement, but mm-hmm. it's fitting, right? It's
mm-hmm.
fitting. And I think that everyone should have a certain measurement of confidence,
yeah.
right?
Oh, yeah.
Not where, this is how you see you.
Oh, of course.
If you do not see yourself in a certain space, right,
mm-hmm.
then how would you see me there?
Yeah, because, you know, the panel I was on that the week, you know, we was talking about that because, you know, uh-huh. I was around a lot of great brothers, and it was different religions, and that was the discussion, you know.
Right.
You know, Christian people, we try to stay as high, being high-minded. Because
mm-hmm.
one of the brothers was like, well, I don't want to think of myself more highly than what I am, you know. And then I asked him to really rightly divide that. We're around the domino table mm-hmm. tonight. We're having a conversation, ladies and gentlemen. It's mm-hmm. me and Mandy. And, you know, I was like, what are you saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I say, because we're not all monolithic. When you quote that, where did you get that from, and why are you saying what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so I looked at her, I said, do you find it? And he paused for a minute,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then I said, well, then he turned around, he said, no, Mr. Master, I don't think I'm high-minded. I said, well, the scripture don't apply to you. You understand what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? I say it applies to those that's high-minded.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? It's those that think they self like that.
Mm-hmm.
I say, but it's not telling you that you shouldn't be worthy of yourself, and you shouldn't appreciate yourself, and you shouldn't love yourself.
Right.
I say we just been deemed to, especially this is why we call it white theology anyway,
mm-hmm.
that angelical white teachings will teach you that. And so your mind will get tripped up to feel like you got to keep beating yourself down.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I explained on the panel.
Mm-hmm.
If you follow that ideology and you'll start beating yourself to make yourself deem yourself not to be worthy.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they don't want you to see yourself.
Right.
You got to see how God created you,
mm-hmm.
and you got to celebrate how God created you.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be the president of your own fan club at the end of the day. Why?
Why?
Because when God made each and every individual, because we all uniquely made, wonderfully,
we are.
He broke the mold.
Yes, he did.
You know, and so if you beat yourself down, and then the world is beating you down,
mm-hmm.
corporate is beating you down, then you come home and your family beating you down. Well, what do you expect? Why do you think suicide is so high today?
Well,
why? Because everybody's beating everybody down because certain theologies have taught you not to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, they follow that theology. And so, you know, they don't feel good about themselves. They're
mm-hmm.
not happy. You
mm-hmm.
know, they too deep. They
mm-hmm.
don't, you know, they stressed out. They don't laugh or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want to live in that world.
Right.
You know, someone told me at school, one of the teachers said, E-Man, they told me Friday because, you know, I'm off tomorrow, by the way. And they said, how old are you going to be? And I said, 63 so quick, like I was glad. Oh,
mm-hmm.
I'll be 63. And the lady said, she said, Miss Spencer said, Miss Matthew, you don't even like your 40. I said, well, thank God. You understand what I'm saying? What am I saying?
What you saying?
I'm saying that, you know, if you're going to live life stressed out all the time,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're going to beat you, ain't going to see yourself. Because that's got to be a sense of depression to me.
Yeah,
you understand what I'm saying?
I agree.
You know, you don't feel good about, you know, yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so tonight, ladies and gentlemen, me and Mandy sitting around the domino table. We're partying around the domino table. We having an open conversation
we
on
are.
Tonight. We talking about PDA. We is E-Man birthday celebration.
It is.
I'm off tomorrow. What are we doing tomorrow, by the way, man?
We are going to have some fun. We're going to have some relaxation.
Okay. You won't surprise me, huh?
I will surprise you.
Somebody tell you, E-Man, why you asking that on there? Listen, we married now. You know, when you get 63... You know, now it would be different if we going out doing a big party.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, I've been asked that all weekend. What are you doing? You know?
Right.
And I said, whatever the day bring, you know. You going to be surprised? I said, man, I'm already surprised.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow it will definitely be a surprise. And we're definitely going to just head out, spend some time together, and celebrate you, sir.
Oh,
we're celebrating you.
Oh, we celebrate. But listen,
mm-hmm.
I ain't mad at it.
You're not mad?
No, I'm not mad at it. Why? Because I think you deserve the right of man. I mean, when I look back, like the prophet has said on today,
mm-hmm.
when I look back, man, when you look behind you
mm-hmm.
and then look at you where you're going,
mm-hmm.
oh, man.
It's over.
Shout out to Pastor, what was her name? Prophetess Calloway,
mm-hmm.
Barbara Calloway. She taught over the North Church over in Potter's House.
Yes,
it was
she
a
did.
Great word on today. Well, she say, what did she say?
Leave nothing behind. She said, leave nothing. Yep.
Leave nothing behind.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're not leaving nothing behind.
That's
in
right.
this new season I'm walking into, I ain't leaving nothing behind.
Nothing.
You know, you might get left behind.
Right.
But I ain't leaving nothing behind.
Mm-hmm.
But we're excited tonight over here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, it's been a blessing down through the years to be on radio. It's just been a blessing, you know, in the field that I'm in. You
mm-hmm.
know, if I really was to just take a moment and stop and reflect, I regret in life. Mm-hmm. I don't have that life where I look back and see it, and I wish I would have done that.
Right.
I have did everything that 63 years have afforded me to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I have beautiful home.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's doing well. You know, my mother lived a full life. My father lived a full life. You know, I'm a me.
Mm-hmm.
I have friends in my life. You know, I got people that care about me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And, I'm around good people, but
mm-hmm.
I don't want to paint that picture like life has its struggles.
Because
mm-hmm. a man born a woman, that struggles every day. We'll be struggling until we get on up out of here. That's going to be issues when we get up on out of here. But I think when you get 60, you learn how to process and deal with
situations. Right. I agree.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you.
Sure.
What is your favorite recent moment?
What
your
is my
favorite recent moment?
Well, about 15 years ago, I married you. 15 months ago.
What was your favorite recent
moment that I have had that I can, you know, think of right at this particular moment?
Mm-hmm.
About 15 months ago. What has been 15 months? We got married December the 9th, right?
We did.
And the one we in April? That's
April.
About 15 months ago, right? If I count it.
Yep, pretty
much. I think that's what. Months and
mm-hmm.
20 some days because it'll be the 22nd.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're growing and you are grown, right?
Yeah, I'm within, grown.
within the next hour. So
mm-hmm.
What do you think will change about you over the next year?
it'll change going to 64 right after that, you know what I'm saying? But what would change?
Yeah, like what about you would change? I mean, what means? Sometimes we, you know, we'll see things one way in the next year. That may change.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about you within the next year?
Repeat that question again, Mandy.
Okay, so what do you think will change about you over the next year?
Well, I have with deals.
Okay.
I changes. No, I can't say what. Right now, I'm healthy.
You are very healthy.
You know, right now, I'm financially okay.
You are.
Right now. You know, I don't know what would change because things can change in a moment.
Right.
What's not going to change? Me being with the Creator.
That's right.
You know, first and foremost, you know, I just think as long as my hand is in God's hand, whatever change come, that I got Him on my side. I'm talking about the Creator.
Okay.
I'm talking about God. I ain't talking about, you know.
Right.
You know, I ain't talking about church. I ain't talking about none of the stuff that goes along with church.
Right.
I'm talking about the true and living God.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Right. Long as he in my camp, you know, and long as I, you know, I'm with him, you know, because life bring about, you know, man, life, I used to, Bishop Jakes, our pastor, shout out to Bishop T.D. Jakes. He preached the word on today.
All right.
Bishop Jakes used to say, you know, one phone call can change your whole life.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He said you could be on top of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
You can life can be going one rumor can mess your whole life up.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? You know, one perception, you know, can change a whole perception about who you are.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, I've been around Bishop Jakes for now about 27 years,
uh-huh.
and just the wisdom and gleaning that I have got from him,
mm-hmm.
you know, man, it's as I see myself at 63 years old, this is why me personally, since you talking to me,
mm-hmm.
and ladies and gentlemen, these are the questions directed to me.
They are.
Since I've been around Bishop Jakes, it's just for me,
mm-hmm.
It's a lot of great preachers out there with wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of great men and women of God. I tell you, Bishop Jakes is just a walking, this guy, him, boy. This my pastor, listen here. You know, I used to tell him all the time and still tell him,
mm-hmm.
if you sit down and have a conversation with Bishop Jakes,
mm-hmm.
it'll blow your mind.
Mm.
You know, we just came out of the leadership conference and he was talking to Ambassador Andrew Young. And, you know, you learn as a man,
mm-hmm.
as a man. I wasn't in the Martin Luther King era. I was born in 61.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So we read the stories of Martin King,
mm-hmm.
and Medgar Evers and Thurgood Marshall and all our greats, you know, we talk about, but to be in the era of a Bishop T.D. Jakes is amazing, because the wisdom that he pour out to us men, if
mm-hmm.
you can really glean from that,
mm-hmm.
all around the globe, this is why, you know, as we listen to him, I've learned a whole lot up under T.D. Jakes.
Right.
You know, Bishop T.D. Jakes, the honorable Bishop T.D. Jakes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why? Because, you know, when your father passed on,
mm-hmm.
and you don't really have that voice speaking into you,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? And this is the thing with a lot of us men, we don't have those great voices to speak into us.
Mm.
Suicide rate is at an all high now.
It is.
With men.
Mm-hmm.
That's unheard of. One, because they been beat down so.
Mm.
Two, because they don't know who they really are.
Mm-hmm.
Three, because they don't have no one to speak into their lives.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Me being 63, I've been around Bishop Jakes ever since I was 32.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And 33, you know. And here I am finna to be 63, and all the wisdom that I glean, I've learned who I am,
mm-hmm.
just as a man.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? That I'm talking about a real man that's teaching a man things.
Mm.
You know, sometime we understand you ladies don't get us.
Mm-hmm.
It's real clear. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And sometimes we don't get you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But T.D. Jakes,
mm-hmm.
it's unheard of. So at 63 years old, I'm just peacock proud and hyena happy to have learned and still learning from a lot of what the wisdom that he shares. So my answer to you is, what would I change if anything changing? I would want to have more wisdom.
Okay.
You know, wisdom is the principal thing.
I believe that.
You know what I'm saying? Man, if you can, I even heard Denzel Washington say this when he was at Woman I Lose before years ago at the Manpower.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about the same thing. Man, if you could get around somebody that has a lot of wisdom, have been through it,
mm-hmm.
and can share with you how they got through it,
mm-hmm.
that's priceless.
Mm.
You know, for a man, especially a black man, and
right,
yet to be in
right.
the United States. You
right.
know what I'm saying? And because we deal with a lot. And mm-hmm. so I celebrate myself at
yes.
63 years old. I thank God that, you know, man, you know, you have those little ailments in the morning where it take you a minute to get up out of the bed. You know what I'm saying? It take you a few minutes to get going. But, boy, I tell you, you know, I have some energy.
Yes, you do.
And thank God that I'm vibrant. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thank God that I'm vibrant, man. So to you guys that's on the phone line on the night, just sitting on the phone line, listening to us, we appreciate it.
We do.
We're around the domino table. We have these kind of conversations. We're celebrating my birthday. But, man, let's jam a little bit. And
okay.
then we're going to go back into some Fred Bell encouragement for the soul at 10:35. Shout out to you, Mr. Fred Bell. We want to thank you for listening on tonight. We want to appreciate you for these great segments that you
mm-hmm.
do over here on the E-Man After Show. We want to thank all of you guys over there. Shout out to Mr. Curtis Frazier.
Oh, yeah.
Over there on Southern Soul Art. Listen, guys, if you guys want to follow us over there on Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Radio.com, you can. It's all in one word. It's www.SouthernSoulArtistsAroundTheGlobeRadio.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can click on that. I'm going to click on the E-Man After Show, and you can listen to us live right now.
Uh-huh.
We definitely appreciate you guys following us over on We Talk Radio Network, because we are all around the globe. You know, the stats is just off the chain.
Yes.
You know, we want to appreciate this great owner, Miss Kia Davis, who's
mm-hmm.
traveling tonight, traveling grace to her.
Yes.
And we're coming to FM.
We are.
Listen, we're going to blow y'all mouth out. We're going to shock you. You know what I'm
yes.
saying? And so we want to appreciate you guys to come. Our numbers are looking good. Man, I'd be surprised every time I get a sheet. You're like, wow. We want to thank our shout out to Miss Emily Blue and Miss Deanne Lack, and to all the great shows. Miss Firm, she's the co-host over there on the Kia D Unplugged show.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Riley. Shout out to Destiny. Shout out to Pastor Jeremy Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
Check us out every Tuesday. We got Groovy Tuesday happening.
All right, now.
You guys want to groove in the office? Yeah, you around your desk. Man, you need to log in and groove in, too.
Right,
you know, you work at the desk.
I do.
You could do that. But, man, let's take a break. We're going to celebrate a little bit, give y'all some encouragement for the soul, and then we're going to come back and wrap this show up.
All right, now.
It's the E-Man After Show. We'll be back with more right after this.
You're listening to The Sound.
Can't stay too long. Somebody feel like me. Somebody got a good thing. Oh yeah. Real, 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 real good thing. She don't have to worry.
This is how we do it.
thing that I found out. A thing to have one woman, gotta have three. One woman just to hold me down. One woman just to lift me up. And I gotta at least have one woman on the side that really don't give. If you wanna leave, baby, go ahead and leave, yeah. There's one thing that I found out. A thing to have one woman, gotta have three. One woman just to hold me down. One woman just to lift me up. And I gotta at least have one woman on the side that really don't give. If you wanna go, baby, go ahead and walk out the door. But one thing that you gotta remember is one monkey don't stop no show. If you wanna go, baby, go ahead and walk out the door. But one thing that you gotta remember is one monkey don't stop no show. This train gon' keep on rolling. Oh yeah, to think our life gon' keep on going. Oh yeah, this train gon' keep on rolling. Oh yeah, to think our life gon' keep on going. Oh yeah, baby you can leave, yeah, but I'll never be alone. Soon as you walk right out the door, I call Kim up on the phone. Me and Kim, we don't fuss and fight. With Kim, I ain't never wrong. Or I might just go call Keisha, go get my party on. See, I know if I ever get hungry and I want me something good to eat, I can pick up my phone and call TP. She'll fix something nice and sweet. If you wanna leave, go ahead and leave, baby. One thing that I found out, I can't have one woman, gotta have three. One woman just to hold me down. One woman just to lift me up. And I gotta at least have one woman on the side that really don't give. So if you wanna leave, baby, go ahead and leave, yeah. There's one thing that I found out, I can't have one woman, gotta have three. One woman just to hold me down. One woman just to lift me up. And I gotta at least have one woman on the side that really don't give. If you wanna go, baby, go ahead and walk out the door. But one thing that you gotta remember is one monkey don't stop no show. If you wanna go, baby, go ahead and walk out the door. But one thing that you gotta remember is one monkey don't stop no show. This train gon' keep on rolling. Oh yeah, to think our life gon' keep on.
You are now tuned in to encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
Thank you tonight for joining me for this encouraging word. And I hope this word brings encouragement to your life, to your soul, and to your heart. Is there someone tonight that's listening to the E-Man After Show? Because either you can't sleep or you're waiting for this segment to come about. And it's not that the everyday things that go on in our life is the reason you can't go to sleep right now. It's maybe the sum of the things that you have done, meaning the things you have done against people, the things you have done against God, meaning the sins we have committed. Because believe it or not, those things that we do against God, they weigh on our conscience because the Holy Spirit dwells within us. But sometimes, even though the Holy Spirit is dwelling within us, we sometimes have a hard time forgiving ourselves. Not just Christians, just everyday people. But when we look at life, this life that we have been afforded is all because of the grace of God. When he sent his only begotten son down to die for sinners like you and me, then guess what? He sent him down so that we may be forgiven for those things that we have done. And all we have to do is repent and turn away from those things and ask him to forgive us, and he's just to forgive us. Monday, April 8, 2024, we all witnessed an eclipse, meaning when the moon passed in front of the sun and the earth and everything was blotted out. It got dark, right? Now look at that word, blotted out. Did you know when Jesus Christ came, hung, and bled for your sins and mine, he blotted out everything that we could even possibly do. And he will forgive us for it. He will forgive us for it if we turn away and repent and turn to him. Isaiah 43:25. It is basically saying, I am the one who can forgive you for any sins that you have committed knowingly and unknowingly. For my sake. For my sake. No one else's sake. Just my sake. Right? And he said, I remember them no more. Meaning, he will not remember any of the sins that you have committed in your life, because he won't hold those against you. Because when he came down, hung, bled, and died on the cross for us, that was so we could live a life with him. So when he forgives us for our sins and we stand in front of him on that great getting up morning, guess what? We can stand in front of his Father blameless. We can stand blameless, meaning we have no blemishes against us, because he has told his Father, they have asked for forgiveness, and his Father has said, I will forgive them and welcome them in. So if there's someone tonight who's feeling like they can't go to sleep because they have all these things on their mind in which they have done to people or the things they have done to God, rest assured, close your eyes, talk to God, and ask God to forgive you and turn away from those things. And he will forgive you and set you back on the right path. The path that leads to him. What he intended your life to be. Which is a life of servitude and gratitude toward him. So tonight, I want you to rest easy. And ask God to forgive you for the sins you have committed knowingly and unknowingly. And when you do that, watch the peace come over you. And forgive yourself, because guess what? He has forgiven us. You've heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
Keep up with what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
Oh, yes, we make it happen.
Yes.
We're back to wrap this show up. It's the E-Man Party.
It is the E-Man Party. This is a celebration.
Yeah.
Less than an hour and 30 minutes, less than. You will be 63 years of age.
Let's jam, man.
All right.
Oh, come on, Stevie. Remember this, man? What was you having next time? Yeah.
Oh, when I was a phone when I birthday.
You know, it doesn't make much sense.
It's the E-Man After Show. We want to thank all you guys that's joining us on tonight by way of the network.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we want to thank all of you that's over here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, this is what we talk.
We listen.
And guys, we take action.
Yeah.
Shout out to Southern Soul. Every Sunday night to sit on the phone line and listen to this great show. We are celebrating E-Man's pre-birthday party.
Yes, we are.
We're going to be throwing down tomorrow. We off tomorrow.
We are.
I'm ready. Our brother ready. Yeah, ready to have a good time. Man, I'm excited.
Yeah, you're excited.
Yeah, we thanking God for another whole year. You know, God has just been God.
Yes.
He's good all the time. And I want to appreciate all of you that, man, that support this network, that support the E-Man After Show. Shout out to Elite Vision, Miss C.J. Bell, that's listening.
Well, shout out to Miss C.J. Bell.
I want to shout out to Micah D. Williams over there at I Got Your Media.
All right, Micah.
We want to thank him for listening.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to Amanda, the Mentor International, that
right.
Support the E-Man After Show. And shout out to High Level Media.
Oh, yeah.
These are the people that support, that's partner with the E-Man After Show. We want to thank you guys for all that you do to make this show a great success.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to appreciate you guys. We sit here each and every Sunday night, and man, we just have a good time. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, me and Mandy have been talking. We've been around the domino table.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, talking about what we've been talking about tonight. PDA.
PDA.
Yes. Happy birthday, E, man. Yeah. We want to...
Happy birthday.
Let's go on, whip it up, man.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. I thought you were going to follow the song, huh? That's Stevie Wonder. Oh, bless your heart. Let's be in here, man. Ladies and gentlemen, we're having fun tonight. We're excited and delighted to be on this great show on tonight, the E-Man After Show. My co-host Mandy, who co-hosted. Man, we've been working together now for 6 years, man.
It's been a minute.
We started over there on the Mandy, the Mentor Show, and that show has been, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. We're back live. Check us out on Blog Talk every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's the Mentor Show is Victoria and E-Man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have a great time over there. Then we jump off of that show and run over here and do the E-Man After Show. That's why this show is really called the After Show.
It is.
Because we're jumping off of your show.
Uh-huh.
You know, we just changed paper. One while we used to have to change studio.
Now we're changing papers.
Yeah, you know, because a lot of times people used to thought we were together, but a lot of times we wasn't.
Right.
You know, you would be over in your studio, I would be over at mine.
Right.
You know, but... with technology, you would think we were both in the same room.
True. Very, very true.
But we together now. One big studio.
We are.
And we just been rocking and rolling. And, man, just appreciating. Man, God has been good. We've been working together for 6 years now. And you're the co-host. You're the host of the Mandy the Mentor Show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're the co-host of the E-Man After Show. We appreciate all that you do and all that you are doing over here to make this show a great one, you know.
Right.
Your voice is heard.
Thank you.
I don't know which one. That's Mandy over there. I'm E-Man.
Don't listen. I know my voice is a little, you know, raspy.
No, I'm just shout out to Miss Renee and Mr. Rory.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank them for giving me a birthday shout out on tonight. Shout out to all of you guys that's listening. People are flagging now, Mandy. Let's see if we can bring this caller in. Last
right.
Four numbers 4875. You're on the E-Man After Show. Hello, who is this?
Happy birthday, my brother. How you doing there, my brother E-Man?
Man, I can never remember your number. Doggone it.
Yeah,
it ain't got no names on it, and a lot of these numbers start looking alike. What's up, man? How you doing, man?
I got you. I'm good, man. I forgot your birthday is tomorrow, man. But happy birthday to you, my brother.
Well, appreciate
your day,
you, man.
I mean, we are grateful to be seeing these kind of ages that we are, man. You know, because a lot of our classmates are passing away, and we just, man, we just grateful that God been able to see us with these many years, man. I won't be 63 till June. So I'll be right behind
you.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man. I actually talked to our friend Terry Roberts and Alonzo. You know, I tell you, man, it's a blessing, brother. I'm celebrating all of it. It's good to be above dirt, bro.
Exactly.
Yeah, man.
Exactly, man.
Well, I appreciate you, man, and all your support and all that you do. We appreciate you, man. You getting better?
Oh yeah. I'm still working at it, man. I can't get rid of this cough, man. I'm going to have to go back and see about this.
Oh, yeah, you still coughing?
It may be the blood pressure I'm on. I don't know. But
I will tell you to do this. I don't know what kind of medicine you're on, but check and see, because some of that medicine will make you cough.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I
know my mother used to be on one that it made her cough, and they had to take her off of that one. So you might want to check that out. I think it's the lisinopril or something.
I was on Lisinopril, that Lisinopril. I was on that, and I was told by one of the nurses that and it appeals that end with that last name, Lispapril.
Yeah.
With that, it makes you cough. So
yeah,
I'm not on that
mother cough.
I'm not on that one. So I don't know if this one has still got a side effect or not with me. I don't know. But ever since I've been on it and caught that bronchitis, I've been having that cough that just ain't went away.
Yeah. You might want to check and see what it, you know, see if they'll give you another one. But I want to appreciate you, man. We getting ready to wrap this show up,
man.
We just having fun. We're gonna hang out tomorrow, you know, and kick a leg.
You off tomorrow?
Yeah, we off tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Good deal, man. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Unfortunately, I gotta go in. I'll be in. But hey, man, enjoy your day, man. It's been a pleasure. Being involved in your whole life, being your best man, all that.
Down through the years, boy.
Exactly, man,
because I tell you, boy, kind of the word that went forth today, boy, when you look back and see where you going, man, I don't have no regrets in life, man. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Well, all right, man.
All right. Hey, be blessed, man.
Right.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's a good friend of mine. We grew up together, and we went to college together. Mm-hmm. We kicked it together, Mandy.
Right.
That's a good dude right there. You know, I want to appreciate him and all that he do and all that he's been doing. And I tell you, you know, that's why I say I got good people in my life and, you know, friends, me, him, and a couple of more of friends. You know, sooner or later, we're going to talk to each other. You know what I'm saying? I got a good friend. Shout out to Mr. Terry Roberts. He over in the DR.
Okay.
You know, and he got a beautiful wife and beautiful kids over there. You know, then our other friend Alonzo. You know, all those guys, we grew up, you know, a lot of our classmates are getting on up out of here. Seems like every time you turn around, somebody done, you know, like, my goodness. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's why when you asked the question earlier, you know, I have to be thankful and for just being above dirt. And you was asking me what my purpose is. And, you know, purpose in life, it says to me, got a purpose and he ain't through with me yet.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's to exemplify that good friendship, that good husband, that good brother. Because I got two other brothers. Shout out to my two brothers, Deldrich and Marvin. And shout out to my oldest brother. You guys have been asking. He's doing absolutely fantabulous.
He is.
You know, different ones like. I had a friend of mine, man, you know what was strange? I had a friend of mine that called me at work that he seen me across Facebook and he called the school and got my number, you know, cause that's, I was like, they ain't supposed to be giving nobody the numbers. They didn't give him my number. They just gave me his number.
Mm-hmm.
And, I worked with this brother a long time ago. He got to see my, picture on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And, he was like, that's Eldridge. And he said he had been looking at me for a while. So, man, low shout out to you out there tonight. Me and this brother worked together a long, long time ago.
Okay.
You know, and, he was like, man, I got to take you out to lunch. He said, he said, I said something to him long, long time ago that came to pass.
That's all right.
And I was like, really? And I can't remember it, but he told me, he said, you remember you told me, he said, you listen to, he said, listen, this is how he told me. I told him. He said, fool, if you don't stop acting a fool and give your life to Christ, he said, because I was at Friendship West at that time.
Mm-hmm.
He said, are you still at Friendship West? I said, no, I've been at the Potter's house for 27 years.
Uh-huh.
And he said, you remember you were at Friendship West with Pastor Freddie Haynes? And I said, yeah. And that's how long that's been.
Right.
And, you know, he was being a young man. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to him about something. And I told him, I said, listen, fool, you need to stop being foolish and give your life to Christ. And he said he would have never thought he would have gave his life, where he was.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, man, it's just been a different journey ever since then. And he said he saw me on Facebook and he was like, it ain't but one Eldridge Masson. You know what I'm saying? That's got to be Eldridge. And then he said, he was like, I remember when you had your son. He said, man, your son done got grown and stuff like that. So he called the district, and the district told him what school I was at to call the school. And they gave me his information when I got in there. You know, like somebody looked at me, I said, well, y'all didn't tell him I work here, did you? Let me find out who they are. But yeah, me and him had a conversation. But what am I saying? You don't know who in life that you run across and you meet that you make an impact.
True. This is true.
This is where I'm going with that. that can be just your purpose. What kind of impact do you make on a person, you know, in life? You know what I'm saying? And then they kind of like, you know, you don't think they hear you, but they hear you.
They hear you.
And I always think God allowed them people to come back around just to, for you to know that everything you told them came to pass.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And I was just amazed to for him. I don't even remember the conversation. It's been so long ago. He could tell me everything. I was like, jeez. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Make sure ain't no information out there on AI on me. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But I do, you know, I remember him very, very well. You know, I remember him very, very well. But he was a good guy, but he was a young guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was doing his own thing. And he kind of looked up to us guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he said he got married, got kids and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I was like, what? And told me he was a deacon at his church. I was like, wow.
That's all right.
You know, why? And that's what I'm saying. You don't know what kind of impact you're going to make. And so in these 63, turning 63, moving forward, as the prophet has said on today, you know, a lot of stuff that I heard everything she said, and God spoke to me while she was talking today,
mm-hmm.
by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it hit me hard, you know. I was mm-hmm. like, wow. He was like, I promised you, and it is coming to pass.
Amen.
You know, and I was like, I had a ha-ha moment today, you know what I'm saying? Because the way she said it, I can hear God speaking real clear.
Yeah.
You know, it was just amazing. It was like, I done forgot about the promise.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and it's coming.
Yes.
And I was like, wow, you know, just like me and you sitting here talking,
mm-hmm.
and it's just amazing. So what am I saying? You know, your purpose may just be to speak into that person's life. So don't take for granted that, you know, just don't live life existing.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Because we all got purpose in life.
Amen.
But to all of you that's on both networks on tonight over here on We Talk Radio Network and on Southern Soul, man, this has been another great episode of the E-Man After Show. Me and Mandy, we sit here every Sunday night, you know, and we chit-chat with you guys. I'm going to be me. I'm not going to change for no one. I'm going to be me always.
Right.
You know, so this is what you get. You know, I don't put on no airs. I don't, you know, change for people.
Mm-hmm.
What you hear is, I'm the same way behind the scenes. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And so we want to appreciate you, and you guys keep on showing us that you enjoy listening because they keep coming back.
Right.
So the most important thing is I want to thank all of you listeners to listen to this great network, We Talk Radio Network, on behalf of Ms. Kia Davis and the team over here. We want to thank you guys for supporting us. Keep supporting us. This is a great network.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot of great things going on. And so Kia D will be on tomorrow night. I believe it's the Unplugged Show with Kia D and Firm, you guys join them at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then we'll be back next Sunday night for another great episode of the E-Man After Show.
Right.
But, man, you got anything else? Well,
a little bit over an hour from now, you will be three.
Sha-ta-ta-ta-ta.
you know, this has been an awesome pre-birthday celebration celebrating you.
All right. Well, I appreciate the... You know, I appreciate it on tonight. It's just been a blessing. And it's just been fun.
It's been fun.
You know, I enjoyed it. But ladies and gentlemen, we get ready to get on up out of here. But, you know, I always have a thought.
Okay.
And I call it the E-Man thoughts. And I just have been inspired to do these thoughts. Someone inspired and asked me, why don't you do a thought every night?
Mm-hmm.
And I just put it in an E-Man thought. And it's simply this tonight. And I'm going to leave you guys with that. And you chew on this and ponder on this. And let this bless you.
Okay.
My thought is... Life is not, what is my thought tonight? Let me bring my notes to you. Life is not about measures. What? Life is not measured by the number of breaths we take.
Mm-hmm.
Life is not measured by the number of breaths we take, but by the moments that take our breath away.
Right.
I had to pull my notes up. I thought I could remember it in my head. let me read it again. Come on, computer. It's running slow. The E-Man thoughts tonight is life is not the measure of not measured by the number of breaths we take,
mm-hmm.
but by the moments that take our breath away.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ponder on that. My computer's running slow. You got to run a little bit fast over here. I'm gonna read it. But we want to thank you guys that's joining us on tonight. Chew on that tonight. Well, Amanda, let's pack up our bags and get on up out of here.
Let's go.
And so until we meet again, let's think big.
B-I-G.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We all live in proof.
We are.
Until next time, y'all guys keep it locked.
Keep it locked. Happy birthday again, E-Man.
All right, good night, everybody. Peace.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.